Guess what? I'm back again, third week in a row. Sorry. What can I say? I just had to see the play. Yeah. Of course, I also had to get your association again. I think mainly I had to see the play. Lord Nursing It Egg. You know about that? You didn't know? They're going to do the play. Yes. Just, in, I don't know, half an hour or so, they'll do the play. That'd be fun. Da 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 ma da ba kunja bihari. Da 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 ma da ba kunja bihari. Jana bala ba giri bala thale. Kapi jana bala ba giri bala thale. Yashodana dana brajajana ranjana. Yashodana dana brajajana ranjana. Yamuna atira vanachare. Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Atira Vamachare Yamuna Atira Chara 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 Chara. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Bingo!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki, ISKCON Swami Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki, Garantaraj Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Sri Sri Radha Radhanath ki, Sri Sri Nitai Gora Hari ki, Sankirtan Yajna ki, Gopremanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Devaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Well, it's very nice to be with you again, unexpectedly. I was meant to leave today, but the temple president in Cape Town got a special offer on the ticket for tomorrow, saving some hundreds of rands or something. So therefore he said, I will come tomorrow. Okay, that's all right. Anyway, gave me a chance to see you all again. Gave me a chance to see the play. Yes. So we may have a slightly shorter class today. Let us see how it goes. In about half an hour or so, we'll have the play, which is The Appearance of Lord Nrisingadev. Sri Nrisingadev Bhagavan Ki Jai, presented by, I don't know what their name is, maybe it's the Bhaktivedanta Players or something like that. Maybe they don't even know it, but anyway, it's Krishna Chandra Prabhu and a cast of thousands, great actors and actresses. So that'll be in about half an hour. There's another auspicious thing happening today. You know what that is? Yeah. I don't know if I lip-read you correctly there, but today is the appearance day of Srila Indradyumna Swami Maharaj. Srila Indradyumna Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. So that's nice. I don't know if you had any program here this morning, but in Raghuradhanath Temple, we had a very nice program. Very, very nice program. In the morning, instead of the Bhagavatam class. So we read some offerings and so on, through till about 10 o'clock. It was a very nice program glorifying His Holiness Indradyumna Swami Maharaj, who is dear, very dear to all the devotees. Among many, many other things, he has established the Rath Yatra Festival down there on the beachfront, of course. We all know about that. Such a nice festival. If it wasn't for him, well, there would be no Rath Yatra Festival. I don't know what you would all be doing at Easter. Hopefully not going to the Umgeni Road Temple and other places like that. But, yes, such a nice festival. Such a nice festival. Such a wonderful way for the devotees to get together and serve together at the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath and Srila Prabhupada, and such a nice way to present Krishna consciousness, different aspects of Krishna consciousness to the people in general. And of course, it is the inspiration and has given, I think, the motivation for the Phoenix Rath Yatra. Jai. Phoenix Rath Yatra Ki Jai. So, that's coming up in 4 weeks, I think it is, from now. 15th, 16th, and 17th. So that's going to be very exciting. And this year, I believe, are going to have the big Rathiatrakas. Along with the big Jagannath deities. So that'll be really, very exciting. Yes, so Indrajumna Maharaj, if it wasn't for him, these Rathiatras would not happen, I don't think. Well, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't happen. He was the one who organized it. First year was, I think, a one-day festival. And if any of you remember, was it a one? Was it 2 days? I thought it was a 1 day. Anyway, maybe it was 2 days. But then it extended out 4 or 5 days some years. Nowadays it's 4 days. And what a wonderful festival. So this is all the mercy of His Divine Grace, Indrajumna Swami Maharaj. I know we had a few Rathiatras before that. I remember taking part in one Rathiatra in Chatsworth. I think it went from where our present temple is now, although it wasn't there then. It went along 301, if you remember the road system there, along the top there, and then down maybe to the Unit 2 grounds, or Unit 3 grounds, Unit 2 grounds. Yes, and we had 3 chariots, but they weren't well made. So only one of them made it to the end of the procession. I had to come along a little later. Somehow I got caught up. So I was following along, and as I went along, there was one Rathiatrakat. Further on, there was another one with the wheel fallen off. Then I remember we had Rathiatra in Tongat. I don't know if any of you were around for that. And it rained. Oh, rained very nicely. No water shortages. Fortunately, I had an umbrella. And I was compassionately looking out at the other devotees who didn't have umbrellas, but I wasn't feeling compassionate enough to give them my umbrella. You know, something like that. So we did some Rathiatras before Indrajumna Maharaj really established the program that we have now, but that was right back in the early 80s. So they were nice, but they weren't the same at all as these big, grand Rathiatras that we have, that we've been having for the last 13 years. And here, this will be our second annual Phoenix Rathiatra. Very nice. So it's all by the mercy of Srila Indrajumna Swami Maharaj, such a nice devotee, such a gentleman, and such a well-meaning devotee, such a person completely without offenses or any type of inimical feelings to any other devotees or anyone. Such a wonderful example of what it is to be a devotee and how one should be if one is a devotee or one is trying to be a devotee. And I appreciate his association so much. It's really very, very nice. So you can offer some prayer to Maharaj today for his mercy. Because on the appearance days of the great devotees, then they are more accessible and more merciful. So even though I don't think we have a picture of him here, but at least within your minds you can picture him and offer some prayer to him for his mercy, and that you can follow in his footsteps and preach like him, at least a little bit like him, that'd be a great service. And you can become a devotee at least a little bit like him. Oh, that would be so nice. That would be so wonderful. Yes, so now we'll read from Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder acharya of our International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And today we're going to read from the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Knowledge of the Absolute. And we are going to read verse 25. So Lord Krishna says, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrita Mudoyam Abhijanati Loko Mam Ajam Avyayam. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. Let us repeat this responsively. You can repeat after me. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my internal potency. And therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. Yes. This is a very nice verse. So we'll read the purport by Srila Prabhupada. It may be argued that since Krishna was present on this earth and was visible to everyone, then why isn't he manifest to everyone now? But actually, he was not manifest to everyone back at that time. He was not manifest to everyone 5,000 years ago. When Krishna was present, there were only a few people who could understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the assembly of Kurus. When Shishupal spoke against Krishna's being elected president of the assembly, Bhishma supported him and proclaimed him to be the supreme god. Similarly, the Pandavas and a few others knew that he was the supreme, but not everyone. He was not revealed to the non-devotees and the common man. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that, but for his pure devotees, all men consider him to be like themselves. He was manifest only to his devotees as the reservoir of all pleasure. But to others, to unintelligent non-devotees, he was covered by his internal potency. In the prayers of Kunti, in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.19, it is said that the Lord is covered by the curtain of Yoga Maya, and us ordinary people cannot understand him. This Yogamaya curtain is also confirmed in the Ishapanishad, Mantra 15, in which the devotee prays, Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Pihitam Mukham Tattvam Pushana Pavrinu Satya Dharamaya Drishtaye. O my Lord, you are the maintainer of the entire universe, and devotional service to you is the highest religious principle. Therefore, I pray that you will also maintain me. Your transcendental form is covered by the Yoga Maya. The Brahma Jyoti is the covering of the internal potency. May you kindly remove this glowing effulgence that impedes my seeing your Satchid Ananda Vigraha, your eternal form of bliss and knowledge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his transcendental form of bliss and knowledge, is covered by the internal potency of the Brahma Jyoti. And the less intelligent impersonalists cannot see the Supreme on this account. Also, in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.7, there is this prayer by Brahma. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Supersoul, O Master of all mystery, who can calculate your potency and pastimes in this world? You are always expanding your internal potency, and therefore no one can understand you. Learned scientists and learned scholars can examine the atomic constitution of the material world, or even the planets, but still they are unable to calculate your energy and potency, although you are present before them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is not only unborn, but also avyaya, inexhaustible. His eternal form is bliss and knowledge, and his energies are all inexhaustible. Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavata mudho yam nabijanati loko mam ajam avyayam. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. Omagyanatamarandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshramilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Sri chitanyano manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupakadamayam dadati swapadandikam. Vanchakapatrubhyas chakrivasindhubhyeva chapaditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Paramachananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasani Gaura Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, so here. This is verse 25 of the 7th chapter, and in the two verses immediately prior to this verse, in other words, verses 23 and 24, Lord Krishna has spoken about two of the main types of non-devotees. Non-devotees. And those two types are who? One, the demigod worshippers, and two, the impersonalists. demigod worshippers. I think you all know what that means.